Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I am your Marketplace Apostle. I am coming to you live from the studios of Waves of Glory online here at Blog Talk Radio. I bless you in the name of the Lord this morning, especially my sisters in the gospel today. I'm excited for you today. I need you to know without a shadow of a doubt, this is the day of the woman. God is raising you up out of the valley of dry bones. He is dusting you off. He is strengthening you, putting muscles back on your bone. He is wrapping you in the glory, hallelujah, and he is breathing the wind of the Spirit from the four corners of the world. From every direction, God is coming at you and blowing into you to cause you to rise and to stand in his name, to stand up an exceeding great army. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. That is the word of the Lord to you, my sisters, today. Welcome back once again to our topic, the Day of the Woman, and we are talking about the power of submission. We have endured so many things by the word submission. We have been brutalized in the body of Christ. We have been manipulated. We have been ostracized. We have even been accused of being rebellious and stiff-necked because we were not willing to accept those things that were wrong as things that were wrong. So listen today, I'm going to be kind of brief with you today. I'm just really excited. I'm excited about the plan of God for your lives. And so I have some other things on the agenda today, so I'm going to go kind of fast like we did yesterday, because this is a subject that just can't be done in 15 minutes, but I'm going to do the best I can. I want to first talk about the word submit. To submit means to accept, excuse me, or yield to a superior force, or to yield to the authority or will of another person. That's what submit means, or yield to a superior force, or to the authority or will of another person. And in my church experience, I'm not going to talk about yours because I don't know your experience, but I know in mine, submission was a yielding to the authority or will of another person, and that is not always bad. However, it can be detrimental if the person is not following after Christ. Now, Paul the Apostle says, follow me as I follow Christ. Then what that tells me, if I discern that you are not following Christ, then I'm not under obligation to follow you just because you are the leader. Amen. So I just want to set that in there and set it off to the side. But right now we're talking about leadership that is godly leadership, godly headship today. We're talking about the power of submission. One of the things that we want to talk about in Genesis chapter 16, verse 9, we're talking about Sarah, Abraham, and Hagar, her servant, her maidservant. And we remember the story about God promised Abraham that he would give him a son, and Sarah didn't believe that that was going to be through her, so she sent him into the handmaiden. And of course, God had already empowered Abraham to bring forth seed, and the young lady got pregnant. Along the way, after she had this child, she began to rise up and to make herself to be over Sarah. She mocked her, she ridiculed her, she scorned her, she treated Sarah badly. And so what happened is Sarah went to authority. The authority in her life at the time was Abraham, and she complained to him about what was going on with this maidservant. And so Abraham, loving her as he did, just like God loves you, said to her that this woman, this maidservant, is in your hands. Do with her whatever you want to do. That's the beauty of being submitted to authority. We know that Sarah called Abraham Lord. And yesterday we talked about what that means to be called Lord. If you weren't here yesterday, go back and get it on demand. You can get a copy of it. You can listen to it here on Ways of Glory. But Abraham gave her permission to use authority in whatever manner she discerned was necessary. That's power. In other words, he empowered her with his authority, Ishaba. And that is what God is doing likewise. He is empowering us with his authority. Now, then we're going to get into the next issue of that, and we find that Sarah did something that was not godly. Amen. Even though she was a good woman and had a promise from God, she was still in her flesh. Amen. It's still in her flesh. So listen, let's see. Verse 6, Abram. This Genesis 16, verse 6. Abram said to Sarai, "Behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleases thee." Now, that was some bad news in this, wrapped up in some good news. And when Sarah dealt hardly with her, she dealt harshly with her. She mistreated her, in other words, so much so she was getting back at the woman that she had given her husband to because she did conceive and bring forth a son. But the woman turned on her. It's important to submit yourself to authority, because once that authority goes bad or begins to treat you harshly, they come down with a hammer. And so when she did this, the maid fled or ran away. She went into the wilderness with her son. She went into the desert with her child. Now we want to think that this was a little baby bundled up in a little thing and she just laid him under a tree. But this child was a teenager by this time. All right, when you go into research and study his age when Isaac was born, you recognize that he was already quite old when she ran away from Sarah. So Sarah had really endured her foolishness for a long time. Come on now. Now, in verse 7, this is Genesis 16, verse 7, "And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid," he identified her. He identified her first with her name, and then he identified her with her status and position. He says, "Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence comest thou, and whither wilt thou go?" And she said, "I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai." Now, it stands to reason for me that if he knew her name and he knew her status, he knew where she came from and he knew where she was going. But this is an instruction. "And the angel of the Lord said to her, return to thy mistress and submit yourself under her hand." Now, I and maybe you would have thought this is got to be ridiculous. Do you think for a moment that I'm going to go back to that woman and be mistreated continuously the way she's been handling me? It's not going to happen. But I'm telling you now, the word of the Lord came to her and said, return to your mistress and submit to her. The problem was not that Sarah was dealing harshly with Hagar. The problem was that Hagar brought it on herself. And Sarah used her authority. And sometimes we can't handle the consequences of our actions. Lord have mercy. And then we want to say that the person is dealing with us harshly, when in actuality they are dealing with us according to our behavior, what warrants it. And so we come and bring forth consequences on ourselves that are not necessary. Now, I'm just talking about me. If that's not you, if you're not brought down these consequences on yourself, then you need to move out from wherever it is if you're being mistreated harshly, just like Hagar did in the wilderness. But here she's taking a young man, a teenager, into the wilderness. She has nowhere to go. She has no means of support, and she's just running blind. And God is not going to allow her to cause his word to fall to the ground, because he made a promise to Abraham concerning his seed. And even though that promise was concerning Isaac through Sarah, the word of the Lord was still sure. And since this was the seed of Abraham, God sent his angel to go and rescue this woman out of the wilderness. And then he blessed her. Verse 10 says, and the angel of the Lord said to her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. Okay, so I'm going to have to correct myself right here. This is, the teenager was the second time Hagar was sent out into the wilderness by Abraham. Here, in this particular version, she is now pregnant. But it still stands to warrant that she was being hateful to Sarah because she conceived and Sarah could not. So let's just correct that. This is not the instance where she went into the wilderness with her teenage son. It was the instance where Sarah sent her into the wilderness, told Abraham to send her, and he did so. So please forgive me for that. We got those two things mixed up. This is her first time going into the wilderness, and she's pregnant with the son. Amen. So if you are pregnant with vision right now, this is the word of the Lord coming to me right now. If you are pregnant with the vision right now, submit to those who have authority over you. Yield your will to the will of God that's coming down through them, because God is making a promise to you that whatever he has promised, he is going to bring it to pass. It doesn't matter what other people say. It doesn't matter what they think. When the word of the Lord comes into your life, it is always more than enough. And so he's continuing here to give Hagar the word from God. Verse 12 says, he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And we see that now in the seed of Hagar. Hagar's seed is a wild man. We'll get into that on another day. And she called, verse 13, and she called the name of the Lord that spake to her, thou God seest me. For he said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Bilharoi, which is between Kadesh and Bered. So now Hagar is submitting herself to the will of the Lord that has come through the angel of the Lord. She goes back to the camp and she submits. She yields. And I would just in my imagination believe that she apologized to Sarah and submitted herself. Otherwise, why would Sarah take her back? All right, that's just my imagination going with me now. So don't say that's what the scripture says, because that's not what it says. It says in the next verse, and Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abraham. And we know that he was 99 when he got Isaac. So if he's 86 now and Isaac came along when he was 99, that means Ishmael was 13 years old when Isaac was born. All right, we are out of time this morning. Sometimes I get wrapped up in the seasons and times, but read your Bible for yourself. That's why it's necessary to study for yourself. So when people like me who are human make a mistake, you will know that it's simply that, just a mistake. But I want to encourage you today to get into the Word of God and begin to study the power of submission, and not let submission be any longer a punishment, but rather a place where God wants to empower you with authority to complete the work that he has given unto you. Now I'm going to pray for you before we leave. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you, we magnify you, we honor you, we glorify you, and we thank you for the power of submission. We thank you, Lord God, that all the power that is above us is transferred to us when we submit our will to the will of the power you put over us. We give you praise. We give you glory. We pray that you would teach us, Lord, your ways. Teach us how to operate in submission so that your name is glorified, that your name is magnified, and your purposes and your plans for our lives will prevail. We thank you for it now. We bless the daughters of the kingdom in Jesus' name. Today was supposed to be the first day of our summit Raising the Standard. And so tonight I'm going to be online. If you'd like to be a part of that, inbox me on Facebook today, and I'll give you the link to where we're going to be. It's just that we didn't have enough people sign up, so we're just going online. I'm going to plow through with the word of the Lord in any case. I am unstoppable. Amen. God bless you, and have a marvelous evening.